This goes to Brian Thwaites, Thwaites, PAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Linda McConnell, M-C, capital C-O-N-N, like November, E-L-L, date of birth 6-8 of 1949. Dear Brian, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. McConnell with stage 2 chronic kidney disease, history of long-term NSAID use, and hyperlipidemia. Her last visit was May 22nd of 2023. Since that time, her husband passed away in February of this year. He had mesothelioma. He was comfortable and had hospice assistance, she reports. She is feeling better, although she does miss him a lot, she states. She's had no hospitalizations since her last visit, although she did slip on some black ice in February of this year and has hurt her back. So she's waiting to have the MRI of the back interpreted, and then possibly further treatment and referrals will be done at that point. She has been using Tylenol for pain, and no oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories are used. Review of systems is otherwise negative. Medication list is reviewed. She takes melatonin, 10 milligram at bedtime, and she's also on aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Magnesium is 400 milligram daily, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 110 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse, 76, and blood pressure is 110 over 74. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 8th of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 0.76. Estimated GFR is 79. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.1, albumin 4.0. Glucose 104. Vitamin D level was low at 22, and she actually has started taking a vitamin D3, 2,000 units once daily for that. Assessment and plan, one, stage 2, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, and she will continue to have lab studies every 6 to 12 months, and two, hyperlipidemia. She currently takes Repatha, and that's been effective in managing the hyperlipidemia, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.